Today's Daf HaShavua Shir in Yerushalmi Brachas is dedicated to the memory of Dora Bas Yisrael Silver, Olah HaShalom. It begins in the Oz Vahar edition at the top of Daf Ayin Hey Amid Aleph with the first words of the Daf Hein Detshrichalei Karabonin. In the Vilna edition, it is on Daf Nun Dalid Amid Aleph. We ended the last Shir in the middle of a stira, a contradiction in Rabbi Yirmiyah. Let us review that contradiction. On Daf Ayin Dalet Amid Aleph, we learned that 10 are required to form a zimun where Nevorech Elokeinu is said. And the Gemara told us that all 10 do not have to eat bread, even if you have 9 eating bread and 1 eating a vegetable, or 8 and 2, or 7 and 3, or even 6 and 4, according to the Yerushalmi, the way the Goyin and the Haredim have the Girsa. These are all acceptable to form a quorum of 10 people, in which, in the Zimun, they would be saying, Nevorech Elokeinu, they would be able to say, as in every Dovah Shepikadusha where 10 are required, they would be able to say here, Nevorech Elokeinu. Rabbi Yirmiyah had a question. In this situation of 10 people, and let's say one of them is eating a yerek, or two are eating yerokim, can one of those people eating a yerek, is he acceptable just to be part of the zimun of asora? Or even, is he able, although he didn't wash, he didn't eat bread, is he able to lead the benching and be moitzi others, as we have learned in the time of Chazal, before they were misaking that each person should bench by himself, there was one leader, and he was motzi everyone else with the benching. And therefore, Rabbi Yirmiyah had a question. Boy, Rabbi Yirmiyah, what do you mean that the one who's eating a yerek can join? Is he only able to be mitzaref to the zimun? Or he can actually be the mezamein? He can lead the benching. So on the bottom of Ayin Dalet Amid Aleph, he had a question. And if you look at the top of Ayin Dalet Amid Beis, the top line, Machlefa Shitzei to Rabbi Yirmiyah. Rabbi Yirmiyah was inconsistent in his opinion. The Gemara goes through a whole long story concerning Shimon ben Shetach and his sister, who was the wife of Yanei HaMelech, and Yanei HaMelech is part of the story. And at the bottom of this Amid, Ayin Dalet Amid Beis, the Gemara continues with the same words. Second last line, Machlefa Shitzei de Rabbi Yirmiyah. Hasam Tzrichalei. Over there on Amid Aleph, we learn Tzrichalei, which means it's a suffix. Rabbi Yirmiyah needs to get an answer. He doesn't know. Could the person eating Yerek just be part of the Zimun, or could he actually lead the benching? The koi, and after you go through the whole story with Shimon ben Shetach, pshitalei, here it's simple. He has no question that he is able. The person eating a vegetable could be might see the other people with the zimun. He could lead the benching. Now, how do we see that Rabbi Yirmiyah Shita was that he definitely could lead the benching? Because there were two chedushim in the story of Shimon ben Shetach. One chiddush was concerning Naziris, which we won't get into exactly what that inyan was. And the second one was concerning benching, because Yanei HaMelech told Shimon ben Shetach to lead the benching, and he had eaten something, but it wasn't bread. It doesn't say that he ate bread. In fact, in Brachas Daf Mem Ches Amid Aleph, it says that he drank a cup of wine, and on that cup, he led the benching. The Yerushalmi says it was some food. It could have been a vegetable. Could have been something else. It was not bread. So Rabbi Yirmiyah says, Cholkin al Rabbi Shimon ben Shetach, that the Chachamim disagreed with Rabbi Shimon ben Shetach. Now, and what did they disagree? So Rabbi Abba's opinion is that they disagreed with the fact that Shimon ben Shetach led the benching, although he didn't wash, he didn't eat bread. Rabbi Yirmiyah's opinion is no, ala Rishayna, that he was arguing on the halacha of Naziris. But on this inyan that Shimon ben Shetach led the benching, although he didn't wash, they were not mechulik on Shimon ben Shetach. So the way Rabbi Yirmiyah understands the machlokes of the Chachamim against Rabbi Shimon ben Shetach, it has to do with Naziris. It has nothing to do with leaving the benching, because although Rabbi Shimon ben Shetach ate a vegetable or some other food, or he drank wine, and shti is kachila, drinking is like eating, but there was no argument with Shimon Shetach. He did the right thing, that he was able to lead the benching. And this is how the Gemara ended up at the last shir, that Hossam Tzrichalei, here on Amud Aleph, you have a suffix, whether the person eating a vegetable can just be part of the Zimun or he can actually lead. The Koy Pshitalei, and here, you're saying that everybody holds, like Reb Shimon ben Shetach, that he was right, that he could drink wine or eat some other food, not bread, and yet he could be the leader of the Zimun, the leader of the benching, to be might see others. This is the inconsistency. This is the stira in the words of Rav Yirmiyah. And now we begin the Gemara and Daf Ayin Hamed Aleph at the top, where the Gemara is going to resolve this inconsistency. Says the Gemara, according to the Girsa of the Charedim, and the Ritvaz in his second pshat, and primarily the Fulda, Hain the Tzrichalei K'Rabbanan. When Rabbi Yirmiyah had a suffix, there he was going according to the Rabbanan. Hain the Pshitalei K'Rab Shimon ben Gamliel. But what was Pasha to him on Amud Beis, there he was referring to Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. And in these next few lines, we are going to merge together a number of the Meforshim here on the side of the Yerushalmi and make one beautiful pshat from the various Meforshim in the words that we are about to learn. So first of all, we're going to be Goyrus like the Charedim and like the Marafel. The Charedim is on the right-hand column, the top line, who's quoting it from the Bavli and the Tosefta. The Marafel is in the right-hand column on the seventh line. Let's read from the Marafel. And this also is the Ritvaz's second Girsa. Hachi Garsin in the Marafel, the Tani, Rab Shimon ben Gamliel, Oimer. Now this we don't have. In our Gemara, we just have Tani, Allah. We learned in a Brisa, and here the Tosefta, the Bavli, and the Marafulda, and the others are Goyris, the Tani we learned in a Brisa, Rab Shimon ben Gamliel, Oimer. Rab Shimon ben Gamliel says the following. And now let us go back to the second line of the Gemara. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel Oimer, Allah, if a person came up and he found that people were eating hasev, and he reclined, as they used to eat in those days, reclining next to a small table, and he ate with them, afal pishlo yachol, kizai is dogen, mizamnin, period. Even though we have a period after the words divrei chachamim, in our Oyz Vahadar edition, the period is there. But according to the Meforshim, the period really should be after the word Mizamnin, because this is the conclusion of Rab Shimon ben Gamliel's opinion. What does Rab Shimon ben Gamliel say? That this person who joined the people who were eating, even though he did not eat an olive's worth of grain, of bread, Mizamnin, he could be part of the Zimun. We should point out that the Ritvaz has a different girsa, where it's just the opposite. On the top line of the Gemara, Hain the Tzrichalei, we have Karabanan. His first girsa at the beginning of the Ritvaz, bottom left-hand column, Umishani, Hain the Tzrichalei, Karab Shimon ben Gamliel, Hain the Pshitalei, Karabanan. Just the opposite of what we have in our Gemara, but we are going to go the way we have it in the Gemara, and which is actually the Ritvaz's second girsa, the way the Charedim, the Tosefta, the Bavli, Marafulda, all were goyrus in this Gemara. So first, what does Rav Shimon ben Gamliel say? Rav Shimon ben Gamliel says that you can be mezamen. And the Ritvaz here says a beautiful chiluk. He says, we find two lashonas in the Gemara concerning a person who joins a Zimun. One is the word mizamnin, and the other is mizamnin olav. Says the Ritvaz, and you could see it in the short lines of the Ritvaz, 10 lines before it gets wide. ולפי הגירש שלפנינו, ניר לפי הנזדאי, תדאחי פירושי. דייש נפקי מנה בין תיבס מזמנן סתם, ובין תיבס מזמנן עולוב. דמזמנן עולוב משמע, אבל הוא אינו יוכל לבורך. He is not the one who's going to lead the benching. We are mezamen on him. We add him to the zimun. He's part of the group, but he can't lead the group. That's mezamnin olov on him. V'tevas mezamnin stam. But if you just say the word mezamnin without the word olov, hapirish, what's the explanation? Dehavi kulon zimun achas v'kulon shaveh. Mezamnin, he's part of the group just like any other person. Just like anyone else in the group who ate bread is part of the zimun. Also, he could be the leader of the zimun. So too, the person who's eating a vegetable or drinking a cup of wine or any other food besides bread, not only is he part of the group, but he's equal to the group mizamnin. He's allowed to be mizamnin. He could even lead the group. So that's how Rabbi Yirmiyah saw, in the words of Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, that Rabbi Gamliel held that if you have a yerek, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel has no suffix, and the din is mezamnin. He could lead. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel certainly holds like Rabbi Shimon ben Shetach. And the Mefarshim explain that that's why Rabbi Yirmiyah says that he's not arguing, the Chachamim are not arguing concerning Zimun, because Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel clearly holds like Rabbi Shimon ben Shetach, that the person who's joining the group, even though he's only eating vegetables, he could actually lead the group. So and Rabbi Yirmiyah is of the opinion that if you're telling me the Chachamim are arguing, it means everybody's arguing. And Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel is certainly not arguing. Therefore, Rabbi Yirmiyah says, oh, you know what? The Chachamim are arguing, that's the Chiddush, which we learned last year about Naziris. That's what they're arguing on. But you can't say that they're all arguing on Shimon ben Shetach concerning leading the benching if you only ate a vegetable. Certainly, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel certainly says mezamnin, he's equal, as the Ridvaz explains, to everybody else in the group, and not only is he part of the group, but he can actually lead the group. So that which Rav Yirmiyah said at the bottom of Ayin Dalet Amud Beis, at the end of the story of Shimon Shetach and Yanei HaMelech, that was going according to Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. So by Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, he had no suffix. Certainly he can be the leader. And here in the words of Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, we don't see a difference whether it's three people, whether it's 10 people. So according to Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, whether it's three, whether it's 10, not only is he mitzarif, he's also the leader, the mezamin. Now we have a period, and now we switch. Divrei chachamim. What are the words of the chachamim? And as the Pnei Moshe explains here in the third small line in the left-hand column, divrei chachamim kloimer, avol divrei chachamim, depligel et Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, ka'amr Rabbi Yaakov bar Acha b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, de sviru hu lo'olam ei mezamnin olav ad sheyecho k'zayis dogel. So that's how the Pnei Moshe learns it, that you want to know what the divrei chachamim are. So Rabbi Yaakov bar Acha, in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, they said that the sheet of the chachamim is lo'olam, back to the Gemara, fifth line, lo'olam ein mezamnin olav. As the Ritvaz explains, the Chachamim hold that not only can he not lead the Zimun, but he can't even be part of the Zimun. Mezamnin olov means that he can join the group and make the required amount. No, he can't even do that according to the Rabbanit. Now, let us go back to the Marah Fulda. And the Marah Fulda is approximately 15 lines down in Divrei HaMasechel, Divrei Chachamim. And we're going to go in the fourth line of that Marah Fulda. Ad sheyochel kezayis dogen, afilu litzaref lezimun. Even to join in the Zimun, if he ate vegetables, if he didn't eat bread, He cannot be mitznarf to the Zimin. Now, he says the Marafulda from Taisus and Brachas, of Mem Chesem and Aleph, in the name of the Sar Mikutzi, Umayri Bishloisha Shachlu. When can't he even join, according to the Chachamim, by three who ate? Avul Basara Yachl Itznarf. But by 10, the Chachamim agreed that he could be mitznarf if he ate Yerik. We saw before that 9 and 1, 8 and 2, 7 and 3, 6 and 4, they can all be mitzarev. And we learned the svor in the Gemara there that since they are being mitzarev, Elokeinu, they're saying Hashem's name, so Hashem is there. So by 10, there's a leniency that even somebody who's eating a vegetable, since Hashem is involved as well, we saw a katan is good since you're being mitzarev Hashem. A person eating a vegetable is also good for 10. For what? Let's start. Vasar Mikutzi, he quotes, Brachas Mem Chesem and Aleph, Tois Divya Maschel Tisho, Elo de Kamaboyale, Rabbi Yirmia, Im Yachalula Hoitzi, Gam Kein Racherem, Alibet Rabbanon. That's the suffix of Rav Gamliel. And that's what it says here on the top line. Hein de Tzrich Le, that what he had a suffix, that's Karabbanon. In other words, according to Rabbanon, by three, you can't lead if you're eating a vegetable, you can't even be part of the Zimun. By 10, the Rabbanon Armoide, to Reb Shimon Gamliel, that at least for sure you can be part of the Zimun, for Asara, to say Hashem's name, Nevorech Lekeinu. The suffix of the Tzrichalei, the suffix of Rabbi Yirmiyah, is do the Rabbanon hold you can just be part of the Zimun, or do the Rabbanon hold that you can even lead the Zimun? But what was Pashit? Hain the Pshita like Rav Shimon Gamliel. What was Pashit to Rav Yirmiyah is according to Rav Shimon Gamliel. That's the bottom of Ein Dalet Amud Beis. That according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, whether it's three or whether it's 10, whether it's to be part of the Zimun or whether it's to lead the Zimun, Rav Shimon Gamliel Shita is that Mizamnin, as the Ritvaz explains, there are no restrictions. He's equal to the whole group, even though he ate a vegetable, even though he drank wine, and he can be part of the group, and he can lead the group. So according to Ritvaz, with the Marav Fulda from the Sar Mikutzi, we have a beautiful pshat in the Gemara. There is no inconsistency between Rabbi Yirmiyah. Rabbi Yirmiyah's suffix on Ein Dalet Amud Aleph at the bottom is according to the Rabbanon. We know the Rabbanon are arguing on Rav Shimon Gamliel by three. They go from one extreme to the other. According to Rav Shimon Gamliel, by three, you can be part of the Zimun. You can lead the Zimun if you're eating vegetable. According to Rabbanan, not only can't you lead the Zimun, you can't even be part of the Zimun by three. Question is, by 10, the Rabbanan Armoide, you can be part of the Zimun. Rabbi Yirmiyah Safik, Tzrichalei, that he had on Ein Dalet Amud Aleph, that was not according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, that was according to the Rabbanan. Are the Rabbanan arguing here also on Rav Shimon Gamliel, or are they just arguing by three? But by 10, they're moida, not only could you be part of it, you can lead it. This is the beautiful pshat that comes out from a combination of the Ritvaz, the Marav Fulda, the Charedim. This is the way we are learning this Gemara. Tani, we learned in a braisa, shnayim pas ve'echad yerek mizamnin. That if two are eating bread and one is eating a vegetable, you're mizamnin. As the Ritvaz explained, that not only could the one eating a yerek be part of the group, but he could actually lead the group. As the Charedim here says, right before the Mishnah, Divrei Hamaskel Shnayim Pas Ve'Echad Yerek, Mashma, the Divrei Akolhi, that everybody holds like this. So how could you tell me that there is a fundamental machlokes between the Rabbanan and Rav Shimon Gamliel by three, from one extreme to the other, that Rav Shimon Gamliel holds he can even lead it, the one who's eating a yerek? That according to Rabbanan, he can't even be part of the Zimun by three. Here we see, which seems to be, everybody holds that he could mizamnin, he's equal to the group. He can be part of the Zimun, he can even lead the Zimun. Answers the Gemara, the way the Charedim explains it, answers the Gemara, masnita k'Rav Shimon Gamliel. Let's go back to the Charedim. Umitaretz d'yichidoihi d'hain Rav Shimon Gamliel. V'rabbanan pligela einech alami. This price is not going according to the Chachamim. It's the Chachamim disagree. They go from one extreme to the other. This is a das yochid of Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. This price, it's not like the Chachamim. The Chachamim taka argue. And Rabbi Yirmiyah's question, according to Chachamim, has no resolution here. It remains with a question, but what the Gemara has accomplished, there is no inconsistency in the words of Rabbi Yirmiyah. Begins the next Mishnah, Halacha Gimel, Ketzem Mizamnin, what is the Nusach when we bench as a group together? Bishloisha Oimer Nevorech, when there are three people, then the leader should say, Nevorech, let us bless Hashem, although he's not mentioning Hashem's name, Nevorech she'achalnu mishaloi, that we ate from Hashem, b'shloi shevehu. But if there are four people, or five people, there's extra people, so he has a zimmon without himself, as the Charedim says here, in the right-hand column, the first one on the Mishnah, Deha belavdi dei ikka zimmon. Because without him, there's already three people. It's shloi shevehu. So then, oimer borchu, he says to those three, you three, bless Hashem. It would seem from the Mishnah that that is what is proper to do. However, the pshat in the Mishnah is really that it's an option. You can still say Nevorech, but if you want, since, as the Charedim explains, you have three besides yourself, so you don't have to include yourself, and you could tell the other three, Boruchu, you three, be Mevorech. We will see on Amud Beis that Shmuel Shita is Eini Moitzias Atzmi Min HaKlal, that I am not going to remove myself ever from the group. I'm not going to say, you bench, you bless Hashem. I'm going to include myself, Nevorech, let us, even if there's a Zimun without me. So certainly the Boruchu in our Mishnah is not a prerequisite, but rather it is optional, and Shmuel tells us it is preferable to do Nevorech. Basora Oimer Nevorech Elokeinu. By 10, then the one who's leading the Zimun says, let us bench our God. The Shinin Ischois and Ois Dalid has a girsa lelokeinu, to our God. Basor Vahu, if there's 10 besides himself, Oimer Borchu. So again, he has the option of saying to the group of 10, you bless Hashem by using his name of Elokeinu. Then the Mishnah says a klal, echrasor, whether it's 10, ve'echad esariboy, or it's 10,000, he says this nusach of Elokeinu. If we look in the Charedim, echrasor ve'echrasor riboy, hach reisha Rabbi Akiva hi. This is going according to Rabbi Akiva. The Omar, mamatzin v'beis haknesses, he compares it to the shul, Mishigil Asor, by Kriya Satara, once they reach 10 people, there's a quorum, you're able to read from the Torah on Mondays and Thursdays, or Shabbos Yontif, Ein Chilik Ben Rabban Lemuatim. Once you get to 10, in the nusach of the brachas that are said by the Kriya Satara, there's no difference whether you only have 10 or you have 10,000. Hachanami Ein Chilik, just like we find by Kriya Satara, the same thing is by Zimun. Once you reach 10, then till 10,000, as many people as you have, you say a change from three to ten, you say only Nevorech Shachal Mishloi. But once you hit 10 and above, you say Elokeinu. So this is the Shita of Rabbi Akiva. Who is the Charedim referring to? Rabbi Akiva in our Mishnah. If we look further in the Mishnah, right before the Gemara, four lines before the Gemara begins, Amar Rabbi Akiva, Ma Matzina Bebeis HaKnesses, Echad Merubin Ve'echad Mo'atin Oimer Borchu Es Hashem. However, if we look right before Rabbi Akiva, two lines above that, we will see Rabbi Yosei Gluli Oimer in our Mishnah. What does he say? Lufi Roiv HaKol Mevorchim. That the Zimun is said according to the amount of people you have in the group. If it's a smaller group, you have one Nusach. If it's a bigger group, you have a different Nusach. If it's even a bigger group, you have a different Nusach. Shenemar, b'makheilois boruchu elokim, Hashem emkor Yisrael. In groups, they blessed Hashem. Hashem, the source of Klal Yisrael. So Rabbi Yosei Gluli learns from the word makelois that you have to look at each group. Each group has its own way of blessing Hashem. And that is the next opinion. If we go back to where we were at the beginning of the Mishnah, we just said Rabbi Akiva Shita, the way the Charedim explained it, Echad Asara, Ve'echad Asariboy. That's Rabbi Akiva Shita that's mentioned further in the Mishnah. The next statement, as the Charedim will explain, that is Rabbi Yosei Gluli Shita, who's mentioned further in the Mishnah. Because Otherwise, you're going to have an immediate contradiction. Here we say there's no difference whether it's 10 or 10,000. And what does the next line of the Mishnah say? By 10, you said Elokeinu. When you have 100, then you have to say, let us bless Hashem Elokeinu. The same thing. That once you have the amount that you need, you have 101, so the one person who's leading can say to the other 100, Borchu, bless Hashem, how Lashem Elokeinu, say, Borchu Lashem Elokeinu. Be'elef, 1,000, Oimer Nevorach Lashem Elokeinu Elokei Yisrael. So here again there's a change. Now Rabbi Akiva had said it doesn't matter if it's 10 or 10,000, it's always the same. We just say the word Elokeinu. Here we're seeing that there's differences between 10 Elokeinu, 100 Lashem Elokeinu, and 1,000 Hashem Elokeinu, Elokei Yisrael. But you told me just now, Rabbi Akiva said there's no chilek. The answer says the Charedim. This is going according to Rabbi Yosef Glili. Let's look into the Charedim. V'mei oimer nevorach l'Hashem Elokeinu hach sefer kula. This entire sefer, we're going to go from 10 to 100 to 1,000 to 10,000. Each one has a different nusach. That's going according to Rabbi Yosef Glili, which we saw at the end of the Mishnah. The omar lefi roiv hakol heim avorachim shenemer makelis baruch alikim. Let's go back to the Mishnah, and then we'll see the Psak Halacha, which is identical both in the Charedim and in the Pnei Moshe. Let's go back to Be'elefahu. If there are 1,001 people, so again, the rule that we've had consistently in the Mishnah, Oimer Baruchu, the one who's leading says to the 1,000, you bless Hashem. Optional, Shmuel says again that he was never moitzi himself in the klal, he always said Nevorech. Beriboy, if you have 10,000, Oimer Nevorech, Lashem Elokeinu, Elokei Yisrael, Elokei Tzvokos, the God of the host, Yoshev HaKruvim, who sits by the Kruvim, Al HaMazon Shachalnu, for the food that we have eaten. Here we find an introduction of a new nusach. Our nusach was Nevorech Shachalnu Mishaloi. And here the nusach is Al HaMazon Shachalnu. The Mephorshim speak out that this nusach would not be available when you only have three, from 3 to 10, where you're not mentioning Hashem's name, just to say, I thank you for the food that we have eaten. Maybe you're thanking the host. Who says you're thanking our Kodesh Baruch Hu? So if it's 3 to 10, you have to say Nevorech Shachalnu Mishaloi. However, once you go above 10, where Hashem's name is mentioned, then we understand when you're saying I bless Hashem al hamazon shachalnu, you mean the food that Hashem made available to you. So this is an option of hamazon shachalnu. And then let's just finish the Mishnah, Rabbi Yosef Glili Oimer, which we learned before, Lefi Roiv HaKol Mevorachim, Shenemer Makelis Baruch Hu Elokim Hashem Mekor Yisrael. And that's why the Mishnah had said that there's a chilek between 10, 100, 1,000, and 10,000. However, at the beginning of the Mishnah, it says that Echad Asar VeEchad Asar Ruboy, there is no chilek. That's going according to the next sheet, to Rabbi Kiva, Amar Rabbi Kima, Mamet Sin Bebeis HaKnesses, Echad Merubim, Vechem Watan, Oimer Baruch Hashem. And the same thing with benching. Once you hit 10 and above, you say one nusach of Nevorech Elokeinu. Rabbi Shmuel Oimer, Baruch Hu Hashem Mevorech. So Rabbi Shmuel is speaking about in Shul by Kriyas HaTorah. Rabbi Akiva said that it's one nusach from 10 and above, Baruch Hu Hashem. Rabbi Shmuel says in Shul there's another word you have to say, Baruch Hu Hashem Mevorech. And the Charedim says right before the Charedim of the Gemara, Halachic Rabbi Shmuel, the Halachic is like Rabbi Shmuel, that you say Baruch Hu Hashem Mevorech. Let us go back to the previous Charedim, Devar Maskel B'Meya, in the middle, Upsak Halacha, what's the Halacha L'maisa? Mishloi Shavad Asara, Vein Asara B'chlal, HaMavorach Armin Nevorach Shechal HaMishloi. From 3 to 10, and not including 10, because at 10 it changes, but from 3 to 10, the one who is leading the Zimun says, Nevorach, let us bless, Shechalnu Mishloi, that we have eaten from him. The Kulan Oinin, everybody answers, Borach Shechalnu Mishloi, Uvetuvai Chayinu. Here are two new words which we use and are not mentioned in the Mishnah, Uvetuvai, and in his goodness, Chayinu, we are living. Vasor, when you get to 10, Oimi Asor Lamalo, 10 and above, till 10,000, because we pass on like Rabbi Kiva, Hamavorach Oimer, Nevorach, Lelikenu, Shechalnu Mishloi, the Kulan Oinin, everybody else answers, Baruch Elokeinu, Shechalnu Mishloi, Uvetuvai Chayinu. just want to relate a interesting story that I heard. I believe I personally heard it from Rav Shimon Schwab Zitzel, that he told over at a Breuer's dinner in a fancy hotel in Manhattan, where there were over 1,000 participants. He said that when he learned this Mishnah with his Rebbe, he asked his Rebbe, 1,000? How is it possible to have 1,000 Jews eating together? He had not seen such a thing in his life. And he proudly exclaimed that Baruch Hashem, here at this Breuer's dinner, the Kahal Hadas Yishurun of Washington Heights, we are zocha to see the fulfillment of this Mishnah of 1,000 and more Charedim eating together. And according to Rabbi Yosef Glili, there would have been a different nusach in the benching, but as we learned, the Psak Halacha is like Rabbi Kiva, there's one nusach of Nevorech Alekeinu.
Begins the Gemara, Dolma means a mice, an incident. The Yerushalmi is telling us a story that happened. There were four Talmidei Chachamim sitting together, Rabbi Zeira, Rabbi Yaakov Bar Acha, Rabbi Chiya Bar Bo, and also Rabbi Chanina Chavron de Rabbanan, Rabbi Chanina, who was referred to as the friend of the Rabbanan. Havayasvin, they were sitting together, Achlan, they were eating, and they were ready to bench. Nasav Rabbi Yaakov Bar Acha Kosa, Rabbi Yaakov Bar Acha took a cup of wine, Ubirach, Va'omar Nevorach, he was leading the Zimun, and he said, although there were four people there, Nevorach Shachalim Shaloi, V'loy Omer Baruchu. He did not say, as it says in our Mishnah, B'shloi Shavuhu Omer Baruchu. He said, Nevorach. Omele Rabbi Chiya Bar Bo said to Rabbi Yaakov Bar Acha, V'loma Loi Omer to Baruchu. Why didn't you say, like our Mishnah says, that when you have four, then the leader should say to the other three, Borchu, go and bench, go and bless Hashem. Omar Lei, so Rabbi Yaakov Bar Acha responded, V'loi Kentani, have we not learnt in a brisa concerning this matter, Ein Medaktikin Bedover, we are not particular whether one says Borchu or whether one says Nevorech. Bein she'omar Nevorech she'achalnu mishaloi, bein she'omar Borchu, or whether he says Borchu she'achalnu mishaloi. Ein toifsonai say'al kach. We don't grab him on this. We don't pounce on him if he did this. V'hanoikdin, and as the Charedim tells us, second bottom line, in the right-hand column, Hamedaktikim Yoiser Mashain Royal Daktik. People who are very fussy, overly particular, they Taifson Asayakach, they will pounce on it. The Mishnah says Baruch Hu, and you're not saying Baruch Hu. But really, they have no reason to be so medaktik, because it doesn't matter which way you say it, you have a choice. So it comes out that in his defense, as he was defending himself from Rabbi Chiya Bar Bo, Rabbi Yaakov Bar Acha was actually saying that Rabbi Chiya Bar Bo is a noikdon. He's a medakdeg yoyser midai. He's too fussy. And the Gemara relates, uboish, as the Charedim tells us, the last Charedim, Rabbeinav, it was bad in his eyes, and others, Rabzeir felt bad, began because the tzavich Rabbi Yaakov Bar Acha, the Rabbi Chiya Bar Bo, because Rabbi Yaakov Bar Acha screamed out concerning, he like was upset with Rav Chiya Bar Bo, that he called him a very fussy person, overly fussy, there's no reason for this, so that Rabzeir did not like it, that it came out that Rabbi Yaakov Bar Acha was actually scolding Rabbi Chiya Bar Bo, calling him a medakdeg yoyser midai. As we turn to Daf, I and Hey Amid Beis, Shmuel Amar, Shmuel says, Eini Moitzias Atzmi Min HaKlal, I do not remove myself from the Klal. Pnei Moshe says, Ula Olam Oimer Ani Nevorech, I never say Borchu, even if there's four people or more. I don't say Borchu, you should, because then I'm separating myself from the Klal. I say Nevorach, let us. bless Hashem. And the Haredim says, Afal Pisha Ba'arba Rishoy Loimer Lishloishim Baruch Hu, even though, as the Mishnah says, you could say Baruch Hu, as we pointed out in the Mishnah is not saying that that's the way you have to say it L'chatchila, but the Mishnah is giving you an option. Even though the Mishnah gave an option, either you could say Baruch Hu or Nevorech. Toiv L'Lodim, it's better, it's preferable for a person Loimer, Nevorech, let us bless Hashem, Val Yoytzi Atzma Mikal Mevorchim. He should not exclude himself from the group that is blessing Hashem. Hey Tivoin, so we challenged what Shmuel said. We asked him, Akasha, Hare Birchas HaTorah, what about Birchas HaTorah? What's the nusach of the bracha by Birchas HaTorah? Hare Weimer, Borchu Es Hashem Amborach. There, the one who gets the aliyah calls out, Borchu, you should bless Hashem. And there he is excluding himself from the group by saying that. If you see it's proper by Birchas HaTorah, why did Shmuel say that it's not proper by Zimun? Why can't the leader say Borchu? Amar Rav Avin, there's a difference. Mekivin d'yemer ha-mevoyroch. What does he say by Birchas HaTorah? Borchu es Hashem ha-mevoyroch. Hashem who is blessed. Even though he's saying Borchu, you should bless, but since he also adds Hamavirech, the name of Hashem, which is blessed, means it's blessed by everyone, including myself. So there, really, he's not excluding himself from the group. Therefore, he can say Borchu. Whereas when he says Borchu Shachalnu Mishaloi, he's not saying anywhere that Hashem's name is blessed, and therefore Shmuel felt that the right thing to do is always to say Nevorech, because by Borchu you're excluding yourself from the klal.
Continues the Gemara. Rav Abba Bar Zemina, Havim Mishamish Kumi Zira. Rav Abba Bar Zemina was serving his Rebbe, Rav Zira, Mozagle Kosa. He diluted a cup of wine, as the Marav Fulda explains in the left-hand column, approximately 10 lines down. B'mayim, he diluted with water. The B'lavhochi, without adding water. Einoi roi lishasiyah. The wine in that time was very strong, as the Marav Fulda concludes, Shayayin shalem chazakoya, and therefore, unless you diluted it with water, you weren't able to drink it. So, Rav Abba Bar Zmina, who was serving Rav Zeira in that capacity, he did an act of shimush to dilute the Rebbe's wine so that he could drink it. Amar Lei, so Rav Zeira said to Rav Abba Bar Zmina, Sav Brich, take a cup of wine and bless. The simple pshat in our Gemara is like the Pnei Moshe. Let us look in the Pnei Moshe, which is the third small line on the right-hand column. And right before that, in the line before that, he says, V'nasan loy ze'ira rishus. Rav Ze'ira gave permission to his shamish, Rav Abba Bar Zmina, that he should be the one to make the brach of Bar Priya Gofen, and he would be moitzi Rav Ze'ira. If we look in the Haredim, however, it says Divrei Maskil Ubrich, which is the second small line in the left-hand column, Ubrich Lav Dafka. It doesn't mean really that he was telling him, you make the bracha. Ela Teitzei Yidei Chavoscha B'Birchasi. You make a bracha. How? Through Shemei Koina, you'll listen to my bracha. You'll have Kabavana to be Yaitse, and Memele will be considered as if you made a bracha. Devadai says the Chredim, Harav Hoyeroy Lahitzi Hashamish, Velay Hashamish is a Rav. Who would probably be making the bracha would be the Rav, who's Moitzi the Shamish, and not that the Shamish should make a bracha, to be Moitzi the Rav. The Pnei Moshe clearly disagrees. He says, as the words indicate, because it's a doichik, what the Haredim says, lav davke brich, it's considered as if you made a bracha, if I'll be moitzi you. The pashtas brich, you be the one. He gave him permission. For whatever reason, Rav Zeira did not want to drink the wine at that time, and he gave permission that Rav Abba Bar Zmina should be the one to make the bracha. So our first machlokes here between the Haredim and the Pnei Moshe in the sugya is, who was making the bracha? According to the Pnei Moshe, the Shamis was making it. Sav Berich, take a cup of wine, make the bracha. According to the Haredim, the Rebbe was saying, I'll be moitzi you. Let us continue in the Gemara.
Omar Lay on the sixth line of the Amid. Omar Lay, he said to him, Rav Zeira said to Rav Abba Bar Zmina, V'hav daitcha, and pay attention, have kavana, the at mishti churna, that you're going to be drinking another cup of wine after this one. According to the Charedim, after the one that I'm making the Bar Priya Goffin on, and perhaps he would share in that cup, Rav Abba Bar Zmina, but he was telling him, besides this cup, there's going to be another one coming. And this bracha that you're being yaitzer for me should go on that cup as well. The Tani, we learned in a brisa, Hashamish mevorach al kol kois v'kois. The shamish who is only used to getting one kois at a time, so unless he's told that he's going to get other koises, he thinks that I'm only making a bracha now on this kois. He's masir das. He doesn't have intention that this bracha should go on the next kois because he doesn't know if he's getting the next kois. So therefore, unless he had intention beforehand, he has to make a separate bracha for each kois that he's given in the suda. The einim mivarach al kol prusa prusa, but on every piece of bread, he does not have to make a separate bracha because that was the custom that the shamish during the meal would eat many prusos that were offered to him from the suda. So on the bread, he had kavana that this bracha, hamayitz lechem and arts, will go on all the bread I'm going to eat during the suda. He doesn't have to make a separate bracha on each piece of bread. Whereas wine, the normal custom was only one cup of wine, and therefore on any other cup of wine, you would have to make a separate bracha. So Rav Zeira told Rav Abba Bar Zmina, I'm telling you now that you will receive another cup, and therefore, in this bracha that I'm being mitzi you with, have in mind that it should also go on the next cup, and therefore there will not be any obligation to make a bar priya goffin on the next cup of wine. Amar Lei, so he said to him, and here will be another machlokes between the Charedim and the Pnei Moshe, because according to the Pnei Moshe, Sav Brich meant, here, take the cup, and you make the bracha. You, the Shamish, Rav Abba Bar Zmina, make the bracha. So, according to the Pnei Moshe, Amar Lei, Rav Abba Bar Zmina said to Rav Zeira, Kimo da'ano yoev daiti, Mafke Yaseich Yidei Chavoscha Bebirchosa. Just like I'm having kavana to be moitzi you with the bracha, you gave me rishus to make the bracha, and I'm being moitzi you. However, according to the Charedim, it's the opposite, because Rav Zeira is the one who was making the bracha. So Rav Zeira is talking, and he's speaking to Rav Abba Bar Zmina. He's saying, just like I am being moitzi you with the bracha that I, Rav Zeira, am making, and I also told you I have kavana for the next cup as well. Now, Cain, have daitcha, mifka yidi dechavasi ba'amein. So we're first going to learn according to the Pnei Moshe. Again, there's another machlokes here between Pnei Moshe and the Charedim. According to the Pnei Moshe, let us see the Pnei Moshe inside. Omar Lei, and this is approximately in the middle, a little towards the bottom of the halfway mark in the small lines of the Pnei Moshe in the right-hand column. Omar Lei, Rav Abba Bar Zmina Lezira. Rav Abba Bar Zmina said to Zira, Kishen, Shani Noisen Dati, Gam Kein Lotzes, Af Yidei Chavas Chaber Bracha Alakoy, Shanasata Li Rishos Levar Loitzi Oisra, just like you gave me permission to be mitzi you, and I am having intention with my bracha that I'm going to be mitzi your obligation to make a bracha on a kois, as you permitted me to do. Kain, tain daitcha, so you, the Rebbe, Reb Zira, have kavana. Gamata loitzi dechavasi, what chayv ba'ame? Asher ata oina al birchasi. You're making an ame. Because of the concept that it's greater the one who's answering Amen on a bracha than even the one who's saying it, that's why Rav Abba Bar Zmina said to Rav Zeira, please, just like I'm being mitzi to you with the bracha, you, my Rebbe, when you say Amen, have in mind that I should be mitzi to the bracha. I want to have a chelik in Gadol Amen Yoyser Min HaMavarech. Now, let us just see for a second the Charedim, and then we'll come back and we'll explain the Pnei Moshe and the Charedim in more detail. So the Charedim has a different girsa in our Gemara. Hachi Garsin, and the Charedim is in the fifth small line in the left-hand column. Hachi Garsin, kemodan no yuavdati, just like I have kavana, which according to the Charedim is Zeira, is saying to his Shamish, just like I'm having kavana to be mitzi you with the bracha, kain havdaitcha, you, my Talmud, Rabbi Abba, Barzmina, you should have in mind, mafka yidei choy vascha, be'amein. Not like we have the gears according to the Pnei Moshe, and like we have in Yerushalmi, yidei choy vasi, be'amein. You're making the amen for me, that's my choyv. No, he's speaking choy vascha, your choyv through the amen. What does that mean? De'be'in in kavana shemeya umashmiya. You need kavan of the one who is mashmiya, who's saying the bracha, and you need kavan of the one who's shemeya. When we say shemeya ka'ina, you can be yaitse if somebody else is mitzi you with a bracha, yes, but both of you have to have kavana. The mashmiya has to have kavana to be mitzi me, and the shemeya, if I'm listening, I have to have kavana to be yaitse. So, according to the Charedim, we're not talking here about the inyan of amen. And as we're going to see in the Mishnah Brura, the Charedim is going with the opinion that there is no inyan for me to be yaitzi with your amen. Rather, what he was saying is when you say amen, you should have in mind that you should be yaitzi the bracha. So, according to the Charedim, Rav Zira is talking, he's the one making the bracha, and he says, I'm having kavana to be yaitzi you with the bracha. You, in order to be yaitzi with the bracha, we're not talking about amen. You, to be yaitzi bracha, you should have in mind to be yaitzi, you should have in mind to have kavana to be yaitzi. I'm mitzi, you have kavana. You, to be yaitzi, has to have kavana. That's what the Charedim says. You need the kavana of the Shemeya Meshmiya for what? Forget about the amen. You need the kavana of Shemeya Meshmiya for the bracha itself. According to the Pnei Moshe, we're both things we're talking about the Mashmiya. Just like, according to him, it's Rab Abba Barzmina talking to Rab Zera. Just like I'm having kavana to be mitzi you, I'm the Mashmiya of the bracha, well, you're the Mashmiya of the amen. So just like I have kavana to be mitzi you, you should have kavana to be mitzi me. So, according to the Pnei Moshe's girsa, our girsa in the Yerushalmi, the Or Zarua says a fantastic chiddush, which the Rama brings down lahalacha in Simon Kuf Samach Zayin Hilchas Metzias Hapas in Sif Beis. At the end of Sif Beis says the Rama Vamevarech Yechavim Lo Amen Shoimrim Or Zarua. The Mevarech, the one who's making the bracha, he should have kavana in the Amen that the people who are listening to his bracha are being yaitzed with his bracha. He should have kavana to their amen, says the Mishnah Brura. So first, before we go to the Mishnah Brura, we should point out Rashi in the Bavli Brachas Mamzayin Amad Alf says, Divri amasla at sheyichla amen, v'zel ishoinai de'af anias amen min abrachahi. Rashi there says that answering amen, that's part of the bracha. The Pnei Moshe told us that he wanted to be yoytzei Rabbi Abba Barzamino with the amen, because God alone amen yoytzei amen varech. Rashi in bracha says that the amen is part of the bracha. The Mishnah Brura in Sifkat and Chaf there in Kuf Samach Zayin says Vamavorach Yichavin Daniyas Amin Gam Kim Mechlal Abrachi, as Rashi says in Brachas Mem Zayin Va'afal Gavduhu Bir Chvar Ba'atzmoi. I already made a bracha. Mikol Mok Aydei Shoyin Amin Aleh Habracha Shuv Yoyser. It's the Meforshim say that the Amin is the Hashlam of the bracha. The bracha is more Chashuv Lekach Nachon Lechat Chila. Therefore, l'chatchila, one should have kavana to be yaitze with the amen that the person who hears it is saying. V'ayin b'bir alacha. In the bir alacha, although the Mishnah Brura said l'chatchila, you should be yaitze. In the bir alacha, he says that no one holds like the Or Zarua, and there is really no inyan to be yaitze. I'm a Mishnah Brura, the Tam Adover. It's from the Darkei Moshe. Where did the Or Zarua get this? We don't find it in the Bavli anywhere. It's this year's Shalmi, according to the Pnei Moshe, argues in the Gemara. Just like you, Rav Zira, want me to be Maitzi with the Bracha, you, Rav Zira, should be Maitzi me, Rav Abba Bar Zmina, with your Amen. That was the source of the Or Zeruah. Even though it's brought into Yerushalmi, says the Bir Halacha, Bishum Poisek Levad Me'or Zeruah Le'nimtza Davar Zeh. This Halacha is not found anywhere in any Poisek except for the Or Zeruah. The Or Zeruah, the Mishnah Berurah, the Bir Halacha brings down, goes ahead and says that if I was not Yaitze with your Amen, we're all not Yaitze the Chayv of the Bracha. I have to have Kavana to be Maitze you with the Bracha, you have to have Kavana to be Maitze me with the Amen, and if not, we're not Yaitze the Bracha. And on this, they have the Mishnah Berurah brings down that they ask from Siman Reishit Gimel, where we find that the person who's being Yaitze with the Bracha, Avada l'chatchil, he's supposed to say Amen, but what happens if he didn't say Amen? But he had Kavanah to be Yaitze with the Bracha, he's Yaitze. So how could you say that if you don't have Kavanah to be Maitze me with your Amen, we're all not Yaitze? I don't have to hear the Amen at all. So the Mishnah Berurah goes on to say, Be'emes kol mevarch ba'atzma eze bracha, ein sarach laham in klal. The klal, he doesn't have to. Amen means, I believe in what you're saying, it's true. If I made the bracha, so I don't have to get validation for the bracha. Of course, I'm saying it's a true thing. If I answer Amen on my own bracha, I'm considered a boor. So, according to this, our Gemara is very difficult. Because our Gemara says, just like you want me to be Maitzi you with your chayv, you with the bracha, you, Rav Zira, should be Maitzi me, Rav Abba Zmina, with my obligation of Amen. What do you mean, your obligation? The Bir Halacha is showing there is no obligation. Dor Zeruah a Das Yachid. Nobody paskens like that. You don't even have to hear Amen Bechlal. You don't have to say the Amen to be Yaitzi. So it's L'chatchila. Okay, the Mishnah Berurah says, perhaps L'chatchila will be Chayshish for the Shita of Dor Zeruah. Well, how does Argu Mora say, Mafke Dei Chayvasi? And therefore, the Mishnah Berurah says at the end, Veluli de Mistafina, if not that I was a little afraid to say this, Hava Oimer, I would say, the Tal Sefer Rishami, our Rishami has a mistake in it. Vitzorach Loimer, it should have said, as the Haredim had the Girsa, Hav Daitcha Mafki Dei Choyvascha. Just like you want me to be Maitzi you and have Kavana to be Maitzi you should have Kavana that you want to be Yaitze from my bracha. We're not talking Amen. When you answer Amen, pay attention that you want to have Kavana to be Yaitze, that Amen should be a validation on the bracha I made. You had Kavana for that bracha. That you have to have das of the one who says it and the one who's listening. So, then the whole din that I have to have kavanah with your amen is not listed because it's not speaking about kavanah for amen. It's speaking about kavanah to be yaitze on the bracha. Ubarach Hashem. He concludes the Mishnah Berurah Shematzasi Acher Kach Bepirush Sefer Charedim Shehu Goyris Kain Birushalmi. Ubarach Hashem. I have found our Charedim that we learned here, who had the Girsa, Kain Havdaitcha Mafki Dechavascha Ba'amein Debeinen Kavona Shoimeo Mashmia V'loisagi B'Kavona De'echad Mehem. The Mishnah Berurah found our Charedim, and therefore the whole din of the Or Zeruah has no basis, even in the Yerushalmi, and therefore it's very nice if a person has Kavona to be Yitzu Daman, but there is no real Chiv Midin that I should need your Amen. If I'm saying the Bracha, that's the greatest validation that I believe in the Bracha that I am saying. I don't have to have Kavona in your Amen. Continues the Gemara. Amrab Tam Chumbar Yirmiya Masnita Amr Kain. There's a Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah that speaks about Ki Yishayfer that says this Yisayt. Hamisasek lo yatza. If I was blowing a shofar in Rosh Hashanah and I blew it according to halacha, but I did not have kavanah to be yatza the mitzvah, I was just playing around with a shofar making sounds. I didn't have kavanah for the mitzvah of the shofar in Rosh Hashanah. perhaps I was in a situation, I was in prison, whatever, I didn't even know it's Rosh Hashanah. I'm misasek. I have no kavanah b'chol to be yotzeh the mitzvah. So I'm not yotzeh. V'ashamei minah misasek. What about if I heard you blowing the shofar perfectly, but it comes out that I found out you didn't have kavanah, not for yourself, certainly not to be mitzvah me. You were just being misasek. You were busy with a shofar. You didn't have kavanah for the mitzvah. V'ashamei minah misasek. Lo yotzeh. I'm not yotzeh. So according to the Pnei Moshe's pshat in the sugya here that we were speaking about, Rav Abba Bar Zmina being mitzvah, Rav Zeira with a bracha, and then we were also speaking about Rav Zeira being mitzvah, the chiyuv of Rav Abba Bar Zmina with amen. So we're focusing on the das of the mashmia, the one who's saying the bracha, the one who's saying amen. So then the raya from the Mishnah, Rosh Hashanah, is a perfect raya, because here we see that even though I had kavanah to be yaitzi with this kiyah shayfer, but if I found out that you did not have kavanah to be yaitzi me, well, I'm not yaitzi, because you need das mashmiya. So it's a beautiful raya to our whole sugya, the bracha that we were being yaitzi Rav Zira with, and the amen that we were being yaitzi Rav Abba Bar Zmina with. But according to the Haredim, where we are not speaking about the bracha, we're speaking about, we're focusing on the amen here. And when he brings a raya from the Mishnah L'chayra, he's bringing a raya to this din of the amen. He says, Hav dait cha, mafki dei chayvas cha. So we're speaking about the amen in terms, as the Haredim said, in I'm being yaitzi you with the bracha, but you have to have kavanah dasher meya to be yaitzi with the bracha. So what do we bring the proof from the Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah? There, the problem is that I didn't have kavanah to be yaitzi you. The one who's listening had kavanah. So what are we bringing in that Mishnah for? So if we look in the Charedim, it was bothering him, this kasha, and he says, in Divri Amaskel Vasher Meya, Minamisasik Lo Yotza, Afal Pisha Kivin Ulotze, even though I had Kavanah to be Yotze, but you didn't have Kavanah to be Yotze me. What does that have to do with the Charedim's pshat that just like I have Kavanah to be Yotze you, you should have Kavanah to be Yotze when you say Amen? Vehu Adin Kivin Mashmiya v'loy shemeya lo yatsa. So the Haredim has a doichik pshat here. He says, I'll have to say that the pshat in the Gemara is just like I see from the Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah, that you need das kavanah of the mashmiya. So it's logical that you need on both sides. I have to have kavanah to be yaitse you. You have to have kavanah to be yaitse. So here in this piece of the Gemara, the Pnei Moshe's pshat is much better, because we're bringing a proof that the mashmiya of the bracha or the mashmiya of the avmein has to have kavanah, and that's a clear raya from the Mishnah Rosh Hashanah. The misasik did not have that kavanah. According to the Haredim, it's a doichik, because the Mishnah is speaking about the kavanah of the mashmiya, which is lacking, and we're trying to compare it to the amen, where I'm meaning that according to the Haredim, where I'm supposed to have kavanah to be yotze. That's not what the Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah is speaking about. It's not kavanah to be yaitzeh, it's mashmiya to be mitzi. What's the proof from the Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah? The Haredim gives a doichik teretz. Continues Gemara with the next part of the Mishnah. B'mei oimer nevarech. So this is the part of the Mishnah where we distinguish between how big the group is. 100 is one way, 1,000 is another nusach, and 10,000 is another nusach. Om Rabbi Yochanan, zu divi Rabbi Yosef Glili. This is the opinion of Rabbi Yosef Glili, which we have further in the Mishnah, that b'makelos baruch es Hashem, that it depends how big the group is, how big the kohol is. Avol divi chachamim, but the words of the chachamim, Echad Esrv, Echad Asrv. It doesn't matter whether it's 10 or whether it's 10,000. The Haredim says, who are the Chachamim? We had Rabbi Yosef Glili and Rabbi Akiva. Where do we have Chachamim? So the Haredim says, around 10 lines from the bottom of the Amid in the left-hand column, Divrei Maskel Avol Divrei Chachamim, who? Rabbi Akiva. This refers to Rabbi Akiva, the Seifa, that we have at the end of the Mishnah. Domer, the Echad Merubim, Echad Mulatim, like we find by Kriyas HaTorah. Doesn't matter if it's 10 or 10,000. You make the same bracha in Kriyas HaTorah. The same thing here by Zimun. There's no change between 10 or 100 or 1,000 or 10,000. The Korlei Chachamim. Why does the Gemara called Rabbi Akiva Chachamim, loymer the halacha k'moisay, because the halacha is like Rabbi Akiva, so he's like a majority where we always pass him like the Rabbi. V'hain adam Rava basarachi, and that's what Rava is now going to say in the Gemara, that the machlok is between Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Akiva. Who do we pass him like? The halacha is like the Chachamim, meaning Rabbi Akiva. Rav amar halacha k'mi sh'oymer echad asur v'echad asur riboy. The halacha is like the one who says that there is no difference between 10 or 10,000. We paskin like this shita that we say nevorach alekenu, and there are no changes as you go 10 and above.